What's your name?
What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Glitz and Glamour. Your boy, Steady J.
Hey, your yes, girl, Desi, is in the building.
What's up? What's up, Desi?
What's going on, honey?
Shoot, nothing much today. Shoot, I just in time for Transformation Tuesday. I did something that, you know, overcame a fear.
Oh, Lord.
So,
what was
yes,
it?
Okay. So, like, me, now, I was just getting tested and stuff. I've gotten, had to deal with needles and stuff because you have to. It's like, oh, when you not have to do something, I'll do it. But, you know, willingly letting someone put a needle on me, that's something I just, my nerves are so bad about it, especially when giving blood or holding that thing. So, today is the first time ever that, you know, I ever gave blood. And donated blood, so it was cool, and, you know, got in my little fear.
I've never done a Transformation Tuesday, but I guess I'm going to have to do one since you did one. I've never posted anything.
Me neither. This is my first one. I don't know if I did it because I ironically did something that was transforming. So I was like, oh. It's Transformation Tuesday. It's a perfect day to, you know, it's a perfect time to use that hashtag because I was already taking a picture of me getting over the fear anyway. So I'm like, oh, that's Transformation Tuesday, really.
Right, right.
Yeah.
All right, so people, y'all look out for my Transformation Tuesday on next Tuesday because I didn't do one today.
Yeah, I know. It's my first time doing one of those too, but. Yeah, so it's the first time I gave blood, and it felt good, you know, just to finally get over that fear of having
right.
to not only get to see the needle stuck in you, that wasn't just the only thing that scared me. Needles aren't the only thing that scared me, but more so it had to sit in my arm for a long period of time. So.
Yes, so what's the latest? What's the gossip? The rumors? I have been so busy with trying to get prepared for school that I was unable to see the show tonight as far as Hit the Floor and Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. I did not see those two shows tonight. I'm pretty sure they're going to do the rerun again tonight. But
throughout the week, you know how they do it.
Right. So... as far as the gossip and rumors, I am, like, not prepared because I was preparing for school. So please don't hold that against me. Please, please, please.
Don't feel bad because I'm not, because you ain't the only one. I ain't, you know, I've been working on, you know, I've looked at more so world news stuff. I ain't really dabbled into pop culture this week besides Comic-Con. Other than that, I haven't really probably. I've been more so paying to the world news, and I've been doing the magazine, fans of magazine though. So, with that, I really haven't been. You know, I haven't really been watching TV. Been more so into that.
Right. Well, I see something in the news, and it kind of grasped my attention. It was about teachers. They started, I think. I don't know if it was Liberty County or Fort Bend, but they're trying to get teachers to be certified gun license holders, like carriers.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of interesting to me because, you know, I have a 2-year-old, so it's like, well, would I want my child's teacher to be holding, like packing while she's in class? You know what I mean? But I understand
right.
the reason behind it as far as, like, you know, with the different colleges and elementary schools, you know, massacres in the last, over the past few years, actually. So I understand their reason, but it's like, do we really want that? Has it gotten to that extreme where, like, you know, they have to take that measure and, you know...
Now, here's my thing. Because I watched it on Vice. On the show come on HBO called Vice, they actually showed us one school actually here in Texas, ironically. And they were showing they actually did like this whole the school and everything. It was a private school, so private school, you know, you can do a little more. But yeah, they were training their teachers how to be able to handle a situation should someone come to after shooting come in. And as far as that, because actually it's interesting. Like my at my job, we can't have guns there, but we learn how to deal with active shooters. Should a person come in acting fool, you know, how the what three options you have and how and what those three options mean, and just knowing how to handle those situations. So yeah,
right.
I mean, like for instance, like we did some like these three steps is run, hide, and fight. Excuse me, fight.
Okay.
It's actually or. And it's in that exact order. You pretty much go through each process. If you can run. If you're not gonna be able to run in time, but you're close by a good height, hide. Now, if you can't, I'm hired, and the person pretty much getting ready to be right in your face, then you're gonna have to find ways to fight. So, like, for instance, like, fighting, and a lot of people don't realize why when I go somewhere, I look around, and instead of being paranoid, but I study the ground, I study the lay of the ground where I'm at, because part of fighting is you have to virtually assess everything around you, and if some idiot decides to come in and try to shoot you, what are you going to throw at them? What you gonna do to dodge him and knock him off his balance? Anything. So I look at all these different things. I look at my route. I'm gonna think if should I need to run, should I need to hide? If I'm at this point, this person comes at this point, I'm gonna go here. I've got so many different scenarios.
Right. I don't know. That's just pretty interesting, and I understand where you're coming from. I totally agree with that aspect of it, but I'm just like I'm just like, really, like, what if, like, the teacher, like, come to school and she's having a bad day, you know? And
That's my husband, problem. Right there.
Right. So we're both on the same page. I'm like, well, what if her husband or what if, you know, his wife or, you know, he found out she was creeping or, I mean, it, all kind of stuff. So it's like, are we ready for that? Like, is it really that bad is my question.
I don't agree with the guarantee. I think police officers... So because you can't really say they anymore because some of these police officers, I mean, we'll talk about that too, about how ratchet they are. Not all police officers, but a lot of it. But I'm so tired of looking at the news and seeing another one does something ratchet and applying force that does not need to be applied. But no, I mean, I don't think it should be. I think like security officers and stuff. Yes, I can understand them having weapons possibly, but in part to the principal, because you know he must be the head figure over everything, so he has to make the most informed decision. I can see that, but not teachers, because you know, like he said, we're not only if our husband does something, we're one of the students. She gets mad at one of the students deciding to shoot the student.
Right. I agree. I totally agree.
I think this is what it stems to, too. I mean, just studying the minds of a lot of people that's doing stuff, the teachers doing this, the kids and all this. And when you go to Facebook, everyone's always whining all the time about something. And I mean, it just seems sick in your mind, and it's just when you whining and not. And, you know, I want people to do this. You talk about a problem, but then you don't talk about a solution. What's the solution you're going to have to fix the problem? Don't just whine about problems. What are you going to do to fix the solution? I honestly think the problem with a lot of people is so many people are so denial, some of us are now about mental illnesses. They don't want to admit it. I honestly believe that a lot of people, I see my timeline that go down. I think a lot of them have mental illnesses and they won't admit it. And most of the symptoms of being bipolar, I can pretty much go to say, because you know, I just don't get this. You're having, like, especially the relationship problem. I'm sorry. I don't think those relationships are that bad. And I think it more so stems from the fact of that it's not only if the relationship's that bad or not, it's also the fact of that they know what's going to get them attention on Facebook.
Right.
So they keep doing all this extra, being extra and all that. Like, it drives me nuts. Like, oh, you're no good man. And then tomorrow, my baby the best. Like, I'm confused. So they know good man. Then tomorrow, somebody telling your baby. I can't figure it out. And especially, I made a joke about this on Instagram. I had a little picture of my face on it going in. And I said, how you got single for life and me and Bay pictures in the same day? Like, you talking about single for life, you know, don't do it by myself. And then 2 hours later, you put a picture about me and Bay. Like, I think people are coming to realize that you have, there's something wrong with these people. And that goes back to the whole thing about the shooting. So a lot of people are so much now not fixing them problems within themselves, figuring out how to get rid of it. And it's because people don't want to talk to each other more. They just want to text. And that's part of the problem. People need to have open communication, period.
Right.
Not just relationship-wise, but period. Because you don't talk to someone, you're never going to get over a situation.
That's true. Especially, like, with the kids, you know, going back to, you know, the news, like, with the teachers. Like, I just feel like, at the end of the day, like, Enzo and I is trying to set up one day, hopefully soon, to talk to, like, young children. I don't know if it'll be co-ed or just, like, girls or boys. I don't know just yet. But I think that can start as to trying to figure out, like, the solution behind everything. Because, like you said, communication is key. And I feel like if Angela and I can actually go to different type of boys and girls clubs or different type of elementary schools or middle schools, and let's, like, get to the root cause of, like, what's going on. Okay, it's, you can't talk to your parents. It's more easier to talk to someone other than your parents. Let me be that person so I can help you in the situation and see how we can better it. You know what I mean? And I don't know, like, let's try and get to the root of that, because that's the issue. Because for little kids and, like, young adults to be killing one another and, like, going to the school and taking that anger out on, like, that's crazy. Like, that's crazy. So I just feel like at the end of the day, like, I have to make that change. Instead of just questioning and always, like, looking at the news and frowning my face and shaking my head at it, like, I feel like I'm at a point in my life, you know, being a mom, I just feel like it's time for me to make that change for my community, for her, you know, because she'll be out there soon. So I don't know, man. Just something to think about. Don't want to really drag on that, but, yeah.
Here's something interesting too. That, I mean, now me, you know, like you heard me talk about it before. I mean, said before, and I continue to live by this. But also, I have a little asterisk next to this, my asterisk point next to it, which shows like what we do now, Grits and Grammar. We talk about different topics or whatnot, and it's an open forum for you to call in and share your thoughts. Yeah, I don't feel that people have to. You know, if they listen, that's cool. But this is my problem why I agree with you, why I'm going to be like, man, you guys, man, call in, man, and talk about it. You know, my thing is this. A lot of people listen to this show. That's great. Because if they listen and they still listen, that means they're doing something right. But I feel this is my problem. People need to start talking. We should see more of a problem is, and talking about these situations, because they just sit on Facebook and they hide behind their statuses and don't talk about it. And I think I think people would understand, would really believe they say, and they have more conviction if people hear it straight from their voice. You have a chance to voice your opinion, and this is a time yet again where it's a difference between, you know, comments are great and everything, but sometimes, you know, call in and share your thoughts, because in the day it's open for you to share your thoughts on it. And that in the day you're gonna feel, if it's especially the topic that you're going through, it's gonna make you feel better because you talked with it with different people who might feel a different way, and you ain't just, you know, dealing with people that's hitting like on, because people are afraid that hit like and then keep it moving. Versus, you know, you get people that's really open and talking about the solution, whether both sides agree or not.
That's true. I agree. 100% I agree.
And I think people take it for granted. I mean, some people take, and not just saying there's good self-governance, doesn't mean it's putting yourself to that, but I think some people take it for granted that there's open forums allowing you to be able to talk about real issues that people go through every day, that you obviously see people, I feel like they show signs of insecurity by just making funny, a.k.a. funny posts about things, and not really mean it, because what it does is they can be serious, but they keep making these funny posts, I mean, funny posts about it, so no one's going to take them seriously.
Right. I agree.
But, yes, we're going to go into a quick song break, and then we come back, we're going to chop it up some more. I see our topic for today is should relationships be 50-50. We'll be talking about that when we come back on Glitz and Glamour. Yours truly, Sadie J, the beautiful, talented Desi in the building, man. AKA the face of the Crowded Karma. She even got her own alpha. She even got an alpha name after her, y'all. She got an alpha name after her. What? I mean,
sweet.
More than... I was like, what? I was like, dang, you got all outfits? How you do that? I mean, that's what you know you're doing some big things. All right, man, we'll be back. Who am I going to go to? I'm going to liven it up a little bit because, you know, it's kind of break the ice. But, yeah, we'll be back right here on Glitz and Glamour. Your boy, Teddy J, and girl, Desi. We'll be back.
I'm about to hit the club and dance like a stripper. Ain't got a nigga, I'm thrown on that liquor. I'm about to hit the club and dance like a stripper. Dance like a stripper.
Charge me to purchase. Action with the injection. Work never gave up. Good loving every day that you live. Ready, girl, let's go for it. Have that nigga from start to finish, girl, flex. Time to have sex. Look how long you have the road wire sweet, girl, flex. Time to have sex. Look how long she have the road wire. Bet me life, she not go late again. Remember what we are when make me life. She'll be always early for me to perform a longer surgery. Make me life. I can't count on that. Surgeon, I fast slice it like a flesh shot, girl, flick. Time to have sex. Look how long you have the road wire, sweet girl, flick. Time to have sex. Look how long you have the road wire. I rather wait out of patience. She get, that will be sufficient. I'd rather wait. Delight can't wait no more. X amount of loving heart for me a little. Just wait, she knock on the door. Just to touch her, me no want up no more. Girl, please. Time to have sex. Look how long you have the road wire. Sweet girl,
something like perfection. Usually I'm not the type to just approach a chick, but I don't wanna have to take the time to reminisce. I'm never talking to her cause I was a timid dude. Time for this young MC to bust a move. Girl, I gotta take that right route. Like I receive her intentions to beg this diva. Oh man, she's staring at me, so now I gotta speak. How was you? I just had to let you know that I really like your style and I can't keep it on the low. And I was hoping I could see you outside of this mall. She put a number in my drawer and said, give me a call. One of my statements like, where you working at, your hobby, staying here a while, oh, you study that, you like, what teams, blah, they blah, yeah. But it wasn't awkward cause we shared some laughs and grins, okay. And next week we plan to do the same thing again. Work. working studio. And I support all her ambitions, dreams, and goals. You'll see a nice sparkling ring on her finger soon. Head to take this all sounds from one afternoon.
Yeah. All right, back to back, Glitter Glamour. Your boy, Sunny J, and your girl, Desi, a.k.a. Desi with the outfit name after her.
You're so silly. Shout out to Angela for doing that, too. I wasn't expecting that. I didn't tell her to do that. She did that on her own. So shout out to her. She's a sweetie pie when she want to be.
Yeah, what she wanna be. Nah, she y'all don't be fooled, man. Angela be trying to Angela, she real, this is what Angela do, man. She real good about trying to hide her soft side. She's really good about trying to hide it, but really I dig in the core of every all a lot. So she just in there, yeah. She be sounding so Angela, don't be fooled. She nice too. Don't be fooled, man.
That is true.
Yeah,
but she's not on the show tonight. She's doing some promotion things. So on her behalf, City and I will be handling the show. We could do it, huh, City?
Yeah, you know, I could run a bus, you know. ain't no thing to me. But
I know, right? It's a small thing to a giant. So let's go, you know?
Yes, let's go. Yes. Share relationships be 50-50. Now, that's a broad topic. And I saw that. I mean, really, does that go many different ways? So I'm going to throw it at you first so you can kind of what you take from that.
You know, I brought this topic to my guy. And he was like, shouldn't it be 100-100, like 100% on both instead of 50? Why they keep saying 50-50 in a relationship? And I'm like, you know what? That's true. I do agree. But realistically, you know. So should it be 50-50? Absolutely it should. Right down the middle. Absolutely. No one should be doing more than the other. Like, I feel like that wouldn't be fair. But my answer would have to be yes. And that's with every aspect of that relationship, like, regardless on what it is. Like, of course, why wouldn't it be? You know, that would be my question, you know. So whether it's the little things, which is, you know, oh, I don't have enough to put gas in my car, babe, can you do this this time? And I look out for you next time. Or just, like, you know, like, do something for me, I'll do something for you. Like, where I come short, you help me. You know, so, yeah, I would have to say yes.
I'm going to take it to where I, when I first read it and said, okay, different things. First thing came to mind was what you kind of talked about. I mean, it depends on what way you look at it. If you're more old school, the percentage is what changed. Because
what
is more so, and I'm going to tell you why, because it's not necessarily in a different aspect. See, technically it'd be 50-50, but a different way, not in the same aspect, different aspect. Like, for instance, okay, you know, if you go old school, a lot of people feel, you know, the men is the provider, versus the woman is, you know, the bearer, you know, the person at the house who holds down, you know, the house cleaning, or it doesn't mean she's always cleaning the house, but, you know, she's usually the leader because women are more organized. They have a more organized thought process. Hands down, I don't know how the heck y'all figure that out, but my mind is really jumbled, and a woman's mind helps a lot when it comes to a lot of stuff, period, business,
right,
whatever. But, no, it just really depends, because you can't say that everybody is on the same level playing field. Like, for me personally, and this comes from God, I feel that, you know, it depends on what aspect of your romantic relationship you're in. You know, as far as dating, the initial, I feel that it should be more so, it should be split, because you're still filling each other out, kind of figuring out why, you know, are we going to be serious about talking to each other? Because I feel this way sometimes. I feel some guys, like, they spend so much money on trying to show the girl that, yeah, I'm going to be a provider for you, girl. And they invest in all these treatments, they do all this stuff before they even, you know, become the girl's boyfriend or whatnot. And I feel when you do that, I feel like you take away all the tricks that you could do. Like, she's going to be like, well, I need to be his girlfriend to get that kind of stuff, so why should I be his girlfriend? Versus if you let them build up to certain stuff, as y'all started getting into a relationship and the relationship is elevating, then, you know, that's the case. But some people, they want you to, off the bat, before you even say, hey, we're going to be boyfriend and girlfriend, they want you to do all this stuff. And a lot of these guys go to that, too, to where they feel obligated to do so because a lot of times you don't want to come out as being cheap or whatever, because then they are egos, man. Once y'all tear them down, you know, it's kind of hard. So for me personally, you know, I don't mind treating the chick. Once I'm in a relationship mode, then it kind of changes. 50-50 kind of changes, maybe more so 60-40 or even closer to like 70-30. I wouldn't say overweight too much. Because
what? Are you kidding,
like you said,
Freddie?
I feel this way. It just comes from being raised in an old school thought process of being a man, being a provider. So us providers first, and then after we provide, then we start figuring out, oh man, it's putting the man in there. It just for me as a man, and for me personally, man, it makes me feel sleep better at night when you do that, niggas, because I used to have, like, when I was unemployed for a little bit, this one girl talked to me, she was so adamant about this, but I know a lot of guys probably admit me, probably told me on this, that when a girl splits her bills so much and she's doing it because, you know, she likes you and stuff, and, you know, you're going through a hard time, sometimes you don't mind, but it does make it hard because you do feel less like a man because you feel like you can't be able to take care of stuff. And if you have an old school mindset, that's what you think a lot. And I think that's how a lot of, like, you think it's a lot of abusive relationships that you, sometimes that stems to it. If a guy, you know, a guy feels like, oh my God, stuff I should be doing, I feel like she's doing it just because she loves me, but I feel less like a man because I should be doing it. And that's just one of the many things. But I see Fest, me chiming in. I know he has some colorful stuff to say.
What y'all doing?
All right, bro. Good to see you, man. See you making sure.
Yeah, I feel like I haven't talked to y'all in a long time.
Yeah, man, we miss you, bro.
Yeah, I've been talking about a lot of stuff, man. I wanted to come in earlier, but I was just listening. Had to do some stuff. But as far as the topic goes, I'm on the side of Desi's dude. Shout out to Jeff. But for the most part, the reason I think it's 100-100 is because we can kind of all agree that when the relationship is functioning well, it's probably the best thing you ever witnessed. You know what I'm saying? You probably feel
right.
Floating on cloud nine and all this other stuff. And the reason I say that is because it's 100-100. It's more than 100. It's more than 50-50. And the reason I say 100-100 is because not all relationships are going to be, like, okay through the whole ride. So I look at it as like a job. It's like if you, your mate does his part of the job and you do your part, sometimes your mate can't do your part. So you got to know how to do the whole job by yourself. You got to know how to hold it down. Just, look at it as a business. It has to be 100-100. The business has to function. But if your partner's not there, you've got to run the business, and it has to be profitable. And it's not just, like Fetty was saying, with his old school thinking, it's not just about dating and all that. It's about a lot of stuff. It is about doing chores around the house and communication and all this other stuff.
Right.
Cooking. I mean, I think it's important that mid 2014. If you're a guy, you don't know how to cook. Wow, bro. I learned.
Yeah, you got
to
know how to
impress a chick. Cook for her. You want to be a lose of mine? Cook for a woman. Watch how they act for you.
To me, impressing a chick is communication. Because 9 times out of 10, most of these dudes can't talk. They probably look attractive, but you talk to them, you find out they don't know nothing. They're not educated. They don't know how to hold a conversation. So, to me, the most productive thing and most attractive thing I've found for women is being able to talk and talk about something other than sports or music. You know what I'm saying? They got to be something like that. And after you get 50, sometimes you just listen, sometimes you talk. You say what?
I guess take what you just said, like, for instance, like you said about the sports thing, because I agree with you there, too. Like, some guys, you know, it's always the typical things they talk about, but they don't want to talk about some things. They don't want to seem like they're being gay or being too sensitive or whatever. And I agree. I feel you got to be well-rounded. Yeah, you might not know everything about a certain subject, but being well versed in everything kind of helps you. Period. Not just and you being like that person, but you as a person, you're able to communicate with people. And I feel, you can only talk about sports. But I think sports conversations, man. What we're gonna talk about now? And I think that's how when people like they get on the phone, they used to have a 4-hour conversation. Now it's only like 20 minutes because they're running out of things to talk about.
There's so many things to talk about, though. Just like y'all started this conversation with what's the rumor mill or what's going on here or what's going on this show or did you hear about the plane shot down? Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of stuff to talk about. And when it's 100-100, say the dude only talks about sports. The girl can learn something from him. That's a part of the 100-100. That's a part of being well-rounded is to learn about sports. And she may come with this show Hit the Floor. He don't know nothing about it, and she tell him about that. And you know what I'm saying? He learned from her. She learned from him. And that's how it's supposed to work.
Yeah, because I can say that
so
much. But
you say what?
I have to meet him. I had to drink some water, clear my throat. So that's how me sometimes. Right here, something that that Desi and Andrew and Houston talk about here sometimes. Sometimes, like you said, you learn from them or something you might not have known, and it might intrigue you, but until you listen and take that in and just go try it out and look, you won't never know.
Like, I learned that from doing music for the most part. It's like you hear the same songs about, you know what I'm saying, the same topics, whether it's a girl, it's popping bottles, it's the cars, you know what I'm saying? It's the clothes, it's the belt. I found out that you have to be up on current events, like, and that's what makes rhyming things and metaphors more better because you know a lot more stuff. And my first mixtape that came out, my girl, she would listen to me and she would say, okay, what you talking about here? I don't know what you're saying. And I could explain it to her to the point where she gets it. And that works in any situation. When you're dealing with a person that's not you, because they totally different. They know more things, or not necessarily more, but they know different things, and y'all can grow together.
Right.
And that's just how it works. I know Daisy go through the moments where she with her dude, and you got to, the day goes by, and you're like, what are we eating later? You know what I'm saying? You can't just eat for yourself. It's like, okay, what are we eating tonight? Or you take the trash. It's so much stuff that goes, and I know what Daisy go through, because when you're dealing with a person like that, you have to know them. You have to know what they like, don't like, what they talk about, don't talk about, where they going, what they going to do, what they might say. Like, you really have to know that stuff.
Right. That's so true.
And you know what? I'm learning from him, you know, because I'm in the, Lord, I don't know what I was thinking. I'm back in I'm not in a relationship phase, I'm in a dating phase. And a lot of times how you can continuously keep, because a lot of people always say, man, you know how to get the woman, you know how to keep the woman. How you keep the attention is like you said it perfectly, listening. Sometimes women, when they call you on the phone, they don't want you to talk. Let's just be honest. They don't want you to talk. They just want to call, and they want to get it off their chest. It's not necessarily means about you, but they got things they want to get off their chest, and they just want to vent, and sometimes they want you to listen and get feedback when it's neat, when it's open, when it's welcomed.
Right.
When he say jump, you jump. But no, it's like listen sometimes. Sometimes you got to sit back and listen to them. Sometimes you'll learn something. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they give you a, you know, I feel like when you say, man, girl, how can you not give me a hint, you know, what you want? Sometimes she's been giving you hints all along, but you ain't been paying attention and learning how she says things to where she's giving you, she's putting all these cookie crumbs around, breadcrumbs more so, season, around letting you know how best to keep her attention and learn from past mistakes.
Yeah, a lot of dudes don't know that right there. I still struggle with that from time to time, mostly because I'm like a fixer. So if you just venting and I hear a problem, I'm not the just listen kind of person. I'm the let me help you kind of person.
Yeah,
I find out time to time she don't need my help. She just want to get it out. My mom is the same way. My mom vents to me, and she don't want my help. She doesn't want me to listen. And, yeah, I'm bad with that.
I mean, you know what? I think sometimes a lot of things I do personify the same thing you just talked about. Like, you just talked about, you want to fix everything. Like, you know, every year my way is a superhero for Halloween or whatever. It's really kind of the type of person I am. I'm not necessarily saying I'm a captain of fable. But it's just I'm a person, no matter what, I don't like situations not being solved when I can develop a solution, when I can start developing a solution on how to fix them. I hate sitting there. I used to just sitting there and not doing nothing. Like, I'm like, oh, my God, you mean really? She just wanted me to do it. It's like, and you feel like, okay, you just do this. And as long as she's just venting and you... Some of you know, y'all be saying a lot, man. You got to keep up with y'all, man. Y'all say
but
a lot,
I have a
man.
Question
sometimes
because
it be a lot to take in.
Yeah, it do.
Okay, that is true, especially for a woman. But I have a question because, like, some guys, I don't want to say all men, but a few men, like, when it comes to, like, when they stress or when they going through something, like, they automatically, like, shut down. Like, they don't want to talk about it. They don't want to, because that's how mine is. So when we talk about 50-50, he's always there for me. He's always that listener, and that he gives me that advice that I need that can help me. Like Rodney said, he's a fixer. So it's like, when it comes to being 50-50, like, I tell him, okay, well, you know, just let you know, like, I'm here for you. But doesn't it makes it a little difficult because it's like, well, why you can't communicate with me? You know, it's like you shut completely down. You, like, just kind of be in your own little world. And then maybe a few hours or the next day is like everything is cool. Like, it makes it difficult in the situation where you talk about 50-50.
No, I agree, because I go to that, too. Like, I hate, like, for me, this is something people have learned about me. Like, I mean, and I had built this one girl I talked to. She is just a hit. She just wouldn't get that. Like, she would shut down. If I was upset about something, she would shut down. I don't want to talk about it here. Like, I'm not going to be whoop-de-doo about everything. You have to understand that sometimes that's part of being human. We're not going to always agree. And just because I don't agree with something doesn't mean I hate you and I'm angry and I want to rip your head off. Sometimes I just don't agree with something. So what will make me mad is when you continuously talk about it. And instead of getting to the root of it, because like I told you, I'm not wanting to hold a grudge and all that, but I'm more mad when you don't talk about it. And I'm like, shoot, I think you just talk about it, because you know, end of the day, I'm going to wake up morning and I'll be just fine. Like, talk about it so we can fix the problem, and don't just talk about it. Because people do this, you keep seeing them go to the same situation. Instead of just talking about it, they need to listen and take and jot that down in mind. Okay, let me learn from this so that we don't come back at this crossroads again. Because sometimes you have the same conversation 10 times.
Right.
Desi explaining her dude, word for word, that's me. Like, I do the exact same thing, word for word. I give advice when it comes to me and having issues. I'm like, let me fix it myself. You good.
Crazy.
I understand what you're saying. But for the most part, let me say that I'm exactly that dude. And before I explain it, I want to also stress that when you're dealing with a person, you have to fully understand them. Like, don't get offended when they're not trying to offend you. You can very much so communicate and say, okay, I feel this way when you do this. And he has to say, okay, I wasn't trying to do that. This is what this means when I do this. He has to explain it to you. Can't just do nothing without an explanation.
Right.
Okay, now I don't know what your dude, what's the reason your dude does it, but for me, it's not that I shut down, but it's more so I'm trying to fix it. And when I look at a woman, I know she wants to help. She always wants to help. Every woman in my family wants to help me. So it's like, I don't want to put anything extra. Like, when I give you advice, I'm trying to lift you up. And it's not that I'm falling. I don't want to put anything extra on you. And if I know I can do it, if I need you, I'm not the type that I always shut down. Now, if I need you, I'm going to tell you, okay, I need this from you. But most times, I shut down, just like you explained. But another thing I thought about while Sadie J was talking is that what we're talking about as far as 50-50 and 100-100, there are some important things, and it's not just dating, it's not just chores around the house, but it's trust, it's accountability, it's being able to depend on somebody. Those are, like, some of the key things, and if you don't have that, you're really messing up. Because if I can't depend on you, I really can't trust you. If I can't trust you, like, I can't hold you accountable, so I'm really not even interested in you. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, there's a lot of things that have to go both ways, and those are, like, the most important things.
Okay, I agree.
I think it's thrown into this, because this has to deal with current events, and it's a discussion. Okay, Stephen A. Smith, you know, he's been suspended from ESPN First Take for the next week because of his comments about Ray Rice, domestic violence situation. You know, Ray Rice, he plays for the Rangers, for those of y'all been up, and he's been, this has happened to him. It's the fact that he spoke about it. And even Whoopi Goldberg came to his defense on The View about fitting his original comment.
Uh-huh.
So this goes back into the 50-50 thing. Instead of the women, and men come to consensus that, because I won't put my hands on a woman. If you come here swinging at me, I might have to subdue you or hold you back or something, or hold your arms down, but I ain't going to hit you. But going to that, if your woman acting crazy, she's hitting you, 50-50, if she decides to get into that mindset of continuously physically abusing you, are you supposed to just sit there and take it? Now, people know how I react, but sometimes I wonder, because of how extreme it gets some of these people, that you just sit there and continuously take getting hit, but just because you're a man, you're not supposed to react. What's y'all take on that? Because that goes back into 50-50. So a woman understand that if you're going to be in this, you got to not understand that you can't do that either and respect it about me that I'm a man and I don't want to put my hands on you.
Yeah. I want to hear what Desi has to say.
Wait, like, she beating on him too, or he beating on her?
No, it's just the fact of what he was saying is the woman hitting the man. Do you not expect him to hit you back, or what? Because what he's talking about is there was a situation with a football player, and he claims she hit him, but all we saw was him carrying her out of an elevator as if he knocked her out. You know what I'm saying? So.
Oh yeah, I heard about that. Okay, Sadie, okay, I'm following you now. Okay. That do kind of goes with the topic as far as, like, 50-50 goes. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I respect you, so I'm pretty sure you're going to respect me.
Yeah.
At the same time, I would never, ever be put in a situation where it has to become physical as far as domestic abuse and domestic violence.
Yeah.
So I would have to say I don't agree with that. I feel like because my relationship, like if it gets to a point where we both heated, like he leaves and I do the same. I go in another room or, like, whatever the case is. But as far as, like, putting hands on someone, absolutely not. I don't condone it in my relationship. I never will condone it. It's just something, like, I never was brought up in that to do something like this. That's, like, that's crazy. You know.
Yeah, Desi said it. It's not really if she hits me, I hit her. It's more so
not necessarily,
she
not
doesn't
necessarily
respect me.
Saying,
that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's a respect thing. That's all it is.
Absolutely it is.
It goes in line with trust, accountability, dependability. It goes in line with that. Because if you don't respect me, then of course you're going to hit me. And if I don't respect you, of course I'm going to hit you. Like, of course. So it's not really a physical thing. Because I don't do anything to you if I don't respect you. I bust the windows out your car. I do all this other stuff. You know what I'm saying? So that kind of goes in line with respect, like Desi said.
Mm.
If you respect somebody, then you know not to do stuff like that.
Exactly.
It goes to me for this. Like you said, like, basically, I'm not condoning, hey, he should hit her. I'm not saying necessary. But and it goes back to what y'all said personally, respect. No one is putting each other's hands on anyone. Because you know, everybody starts doing this thing, let's change it to the man, and let's, but for you to step out of line and hit him, that's disrespectful. And then for you to, you know, for you as a man to retaliate in physical, out of a physical force, you don't respect her. So now you both are at two levels of complete disrespect. If you get to a heated argument that it takes you out of character, that you got to hit somebody just to get a point across, then that's craziness.
Right.
It goes back to what we talked about at the beginning of what 50-50, 100-100 is about. Communication.
Yeah.
If you ain't got good, when communication falls down, that's usually when people, like, think about it. If you're a person with good wits or whatnot, a lot of times a person who's not very smart, they get very angry and want to fight you because they don't have the intellect to handle what you're saying. And when all else fails, they think it's time to hit somebody.
Yeah. That all goes in. Like, I've seen women, like, kind of push men to put hands on them and vice versa. And that falls in the same category as respect. Like, I'm not going to push you to do something because you never know what's going to be the result. And if you respect somebody, like, you're never going to do that.
Right.
If you're on the same level with communication, it's never going to get that far. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's never going to happen like that.
Right.
You know how I feel personally, and some people might throw some other way to say this. I feel if that's the thing, you know, if you had to pick between two, what's going to make you leave a relationship quicker, domestic violence or cheating? Domestic violence. Because cheating can somewhat be fixed.
Mm-hmm.
But the best, when people start to get violent, that
yeah.
means that it's all, it means the communication process is broken down.
Yeah.
And there's no
respect
coming back
is gone.
From and they might come back later, and like you said, you never know what level might happen next time. They might get angry
yeah.
and hit you again, especially if they're not figuring out a way to solve the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Get away from it.
Yeah, I don't know which is worse
to
recover from. Is it worse to lose respect for somebody or lose trust for somebody?
Dang,
lose trust
mm-hmm.
in somebody. Yeah, respect is definitely
that's
at
like
the top
huge.
Of the list.
Absolutely.
Crazy.
Because in order to build that trust, but if you don't have the respect, you can't. If you have respect
yeah.
for someone, you can always help rebuild that trust. But once
right.
you
yeah.
don't have. Well, once respect is gone, the trust is going
yeah.
to fall behind that anyway.
Right.
Yeah, I've never, I don't know if y'all went through it, but I've never been in a situation where you had to try to gain respect for somebody back. Like, I don't even know how to do that.
Nope.
No.
Like, if I just don't respect you,
I
don't
weird.
Even fool with you. Like.
yeah, I've never
yeah.
been in a situation.
Yeah, I've
yeah,
seen situations where...
You when you break
yeah.
your friendships, kind of split for a quick second. It's not that y'all don't respect each other. Because why do you end up being cool with each other again? All of the respect was still there. A trusting factor is usually why you're splitting apart for a second and not being friends. Because
yeah.
I've had that with friends that we've had quick fall down, and you know back to being the best of friends again. Because someone said this actually on Facebook yesterday. It said, "Can you lose?" And they had it in parentheses, friend. Yes, you can, because at the end of the day, that you mean, I mean, it's a trick question. Technically, you can't lose them. You can have a falling out. And sometimes people do grow, people do have to, at a certain point in life, some people aren't, they're not being fake. God put them in your life for a certain time, for a certain reason. Some people aren't meant to come to the next level with you.
Oh.
It's not that they stuck or whatever. God didn't have that misplan for you to be able to do that. Like,
yeah.
I tell like people always try. I mean, I've never seen someone say this, and I love the heck out of this phrase. People keep trying to give seasonal people full time positions. They're trying to wife and hubby these people that were meant to just be wham bam thank you men.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Or just be, or not necessarily just obvious sex, but also sometimes some people are to help you learn from an aspect of life. Like one person I dated, I feel that they were more so a way for me. Again, that goes that word trust, help me build trust in women again. Cause I see how good women was again, and I see how up and downs go. So that person wasn't the right person. It was the right type of person, but it was the wrong person.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, in my opinion, like what Sadie was saying about friendships, I think a lot of friendships, like being able to depend on a friend kind of messes up your trust or being
mm-hmm.
able to hold your friend accountable because situation with my friends, like I know my friend. So I respect him, I trust him, but sometimes I got to depend on him. You know what I'm saying? And when they fall through, I'll be like, okay, I can't hold you accountable. Then I can't trust you to be there for me. You know what I'm saying? And that kind of
right.
goes back on everything else. And what Sadie was saying about a relationship and building trust with women, like, I feel like that's the wrong, like, being single is how you build trust with women.
Mm-hmm.
You get in a relationship with them, you know what I'm saying? It's like you don't know. Like, you already up in the air or you already feel how you feel. So you're basically just waiting on her to mess up. You know what I'm saying? So, and the reason people hold on to people so long, I blame movies. chick flicks,
mm-hmm.
stories like Notebook, and you know what I'm saying? Like, you're not going to, like, love at first sight. It probably don't happen that often, you know what I'm saying?
Nope. Or
this person is not your soulmate. Y'all not going to grow old together, like the movies say. So, people think about
social media messes up the most, bro. Social media, because people put out these freaking memes out, pictures.
Yeah.
The hold her down. Is take this to hold her down. And then it be, everything is not going to work. Like, even where we talk about the show, always take what people say with a grain of salt, because different things work for different people. So you have to fix the recipe for how it's going to work for your situation. And people not figuring that out.
Yeah, I hate those
memes,
man.
Like, that's why I hate being like a man but act like a lady. Not every woman needs to act like a freaking man. Like, that's annoying.
Yeah, you need to think like a lady, not like a man. And Seti touched on, like, these memes that people, like, treat like it's the Bible, like it's the Word of God. Like, it's the dumbest stuff ever, man. Like, like light-skinned girls are the best lovers. No, they not. Like, what? Take this meme down. It don't mean nothing.
They cut the light off
the
dumbest
stuff ever.
Bam.
It'd like be a meme, and then it'd be Will Smith in the background. Like, what does this even mean? Like, it's nothing. Like, people live by these things, man. They'd be like, man, I seen this. It must have been a sign from God. I got to give him. Like, come on. No,
exactly.
That's not what it is. That's not what it is.
Or they watch Joyce Meyer early in the morning, and they listen to the whole sermon she may have said. They listen to one thing, and that's all they took from it. And they didn't listen to the whole entire thing, so now they got half-baked thought process. I hate that. You be watching, they told me, because you only want to tell me one thing. You didn't tell me what, because there'll be something else they'll tell you that counteracts, but you got to make sure you do this. They'll listen to the other, but you got to make sure you do this part. They listen to the beginning part. They go, you need to do this for me. It's hard for her to do this for you. You have to do this. See, they don't pay attention to that part.
Yeah. It's a lot of alpha females out there that are damn near as strong as alpha males. And that's why, like you might see a meme that says something like, women are more like dudes these days and dudes are more like women. Like, like okay. That makes a lot of sense.
This is my favorite one. And not just memes, but just people's statuses. I mean, these men these days, they got to be too sensitive. So you're complaining because they won't listen to your feelings and he'll understand you. And then when they pay attention to that stuff and they transform because they keep seeing that and they think that's the answer to it, y'all are creating these type of males. You can't complain.
Right.
If you create the monster, you can't be mad at Frankenstein's monster turn of the town because Frankenstein, you the one built it.
Yeah. Honestly, like what Sadie just said, ain't that what females wanted all along? Or what the old school females wanted? They didn't want a hard dude. They wanted a dude they can talk to about anything. A dude that want to watch the chick flick with them. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy. Like, it's so weird, man. Women are so hard. And I be telling women all the time, like, calm down. Chill. Like, you ain't got to do all that. I don't know what dude messed you up, but you don't have to do all that. These women are tough out here, man.
So, man, as we come to the close, man, everybody, close remarks. We'll start ladies first, Desi, with close remarks. Everything. We talked about so much today, Lord.
I know.
Women
are so hard.
Even the first thing we talked about was communication. So it's a level today's topic too.
Yeah.
That's a plane.
Take into consideration, hard women.
I don't know. most women are difficult, and it's really no reason to be. So yeah. I can't really comment on that because that's not me. But I don't know. A relationship should be 50-50. It would be perfect and just like a good day if it could be 100-100 every day. But realistically,
yeah.
it will not be. But just like respect one another, each other, and don't make it difficult than what it is because it's not difficult.
Yeah.
And always communicate. That's the thing too.
Yep.
Fred, what you got? What's your final thoughts?
I guess what we learned today is that respect is greater than trust.
Absolutely.
Even though trust is important, communication is important. I still say 100-100 because if my girl's sick, you know what I'm saying, I got to do everything, you know what I'm saying? So, and that's 100.
Mm-hmm.
Also, women are too hard. You can't win an argument with women, so don't even try. And I'm about to go make a meme right now. I'm going to make up some.
I made up a couple myself, man. I use my own face because I'm like, I can't keep branding everybody else. Let me use my own face to put memes up.
Telling you. It's going to say, men rule the world. Women need to get in line.
Oh, I'm not no comment on that. No.
And
no
I'm gonna put Hercules in the back. For real. Or you can say something. You can say something like Beyonce is trash or something like that. That's gonna start a war.
Yes. Yeah, that's not gonna be good.
It'd be like you gotta be like Beyonce don't seem better than Christina Milian.
Oh my God!
But
those
two.
Oh my God!
From today, it's like even when we talked the beginning discussion, we were talking about the current event and talking about how people want to complain. I always want to just post all these subliminal stances on Facebook, but they got platforms like Glitz and Glamour and everything, and a whole lot of other shows that are pretty great open forums to speak to, let their voice be heard, and. Going back to our topic of the day, communication is the problem, is the breakdown of all of it. For everybody too reliant or let me just type something. Like sometimes you guys say something like I hate and people don't know me is text message the last resort. I go in this order. I rather talk to you in person, then if I can't talk to you in person because you're too far, like if you are within 30 minutes away from me, even an hour. You were an hour away from me. Can we talk to each other face to face if it's something serious? Like I don't like that over the phone stuff. Over the phone, second base thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Then
I
if
agree
you can't
with
talk
that.
About over the phone because you're like at work or something, and it's like, hey, if you're good, if you talk on the phone, you're getting fired. You know, then you text. The text is the last resort. People get too.
Yeah.
And I hate text because you'll never know how. For instance, I made a serious thing. This person swore up and down that I was Maine. I'm over here smiling while I'm paving the freaking fences up. I was like, no, I might be passionate, but I ain't mad.
You gotta put LOL in there.
Yeah, I hate that. I feel like why to validate that I'm not being mad by typing LOL. It takes away the integrity of the topic when you go LOL. I don't hate that.
I'm going to put 4 smiley faces.
Just 4 smiley faces or whatever emoji they come up with for the day. God, man.
That's important, though,
hey,
man.
That's
a part of communication.
No,
if you're texting, you got to let them know your mood.
They want to know my mood. Listen to the music I'm playing. The music I'm playing will tell you. And sometimes the music I'm playing is a start of trouble, not necessarily that I'm in that particular mood. Sometimes I feel like being cheating and starting trouble, like I've done to Disney and called her to go handle some business after the show. So, yes. But, yeah, man, shoot, yeah, that's it, man. Again, get top here. Everyone appreciate one of the supports. you know, supports everyone, supports Angela, supports Desi, supports Faz, supports Houston, supports myself. Appreciate y'all for supporting the show, man. Definitely continue. And, heck, man, I be getting on Desi sometimes about it, but, no, I'm going to start being on Desi's side. Okay. I'm tired of watching the Fazes, man. If we're talking about something, I see you talking about the Fazes a lot, you should be the first person to call me. First, you already got so much to say, let people hear you say it. So now they know that you're not just putting it on for Facebook.
Yeah.
That's true.
So, yes, we wrong out, everybody. Let them know how they can find you, Desi.
Y'all can follow me and find me on Instagram and Twitter at dimp87dimp87. And shout out for Fats. Always much love on my end for you. I got a lot of love for you, man.
Appreciate that. You already know I don't like being followed. But I had I don't like being followed. This past Thursday I had a show, man, and I wish y'all could have been there. But somebody booked it for me, so I had to go see myself before I can just bring my people in, you know what I'm saying? But I should have a show next month, and I would really like y'all to come out there, man, support.
Of course. Aww.
So I keep y'all updated on that.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't take a trip to Houston, man. I would go at least once a year.
I'll give y'all the date. I'll give y'all the date so you can kind of prepare for it. It's the 24th of August.
Cool.
It's a Sunday, so kind of get ready for that. Don't say I didn't tell you.
Nice.
All right, that can work. Cause I mean, I come in like on Saturday, like early Saturday, chill, bam, you know. So yes, I know ahead of time that's just good for me.
Yeah. Appreciate that, man.
All right, people, man, we rolling on out, man. See y'all next Tuesday on Grits and Grammar. And stay tuned, man. Y'all know how to find us. We out. Peace.
Peace.